Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Hey, maybe I'll dye my hair. Maybe I'll move somewhere. Maybe I'll get a car. Maybe I'll drive so far they'll lose track. Me, I'll bounce right back.
And good morning. Welcome to the Wake Up Crew for Tuesday, December 2nd. This is episode 1799. We're one away from 1800.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, it is crazy.
1800 of these we've done.
This would be the seventh Christmas together. Is that right?
Yeah. Happy holidays.
23 days until Christmas, by the way. Last day of MTSU classes is tomorrow. The last day of the fall semester is Thursday, December 11th. And you can check out our high school sports schedule on WGNSSports.com. MTSU graduation is December 13th. And above all that, it's Taco Tuesday. What are you singing now, just in case you can't find the button?
I found it.
Oh,
I was okay. On the page.
Had a great show yesterday.
Oh, man. I mean, one for the books.
Santa was here. Santa Claus.
It was so good, you'll probably hear it again before Christmas.
I bet we will. I can almost guarantee it. Kris Kringle. And there were some interesting things I found out about him. He doesn't like the name Kris Kringle. He wants to be called Santa.
He loves taking a trip to Australia.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You know him personally. You're his representative.
Regional manager.
Yeah, get it right if you're going to make fun of me. Get it right. I'm the regional manager. And you're only jealous because you're not the regional manager.
No.
It's the only reason.
You just kind of shoved it in everybody's face.
I just said it one time.
Oh, baloney.
I think Santa said it.
Did I not book him on the show? Did I not? Did I not? Just say it. Just say it.
You did, yes.
Okay, thank you.
I gave you credit for that, but you...
No, you didn't give me any credit for anything. You've never given me credit for anything.
Guys, do you not remember what Santa said as he closed the show yesterday to be kind to one another?
Yeah.
I think he'd been to Australia before he got here.
Oh.
Wow. You're down to one.
John, we can finally address the elephant in the room. This is our first show together in the studio in quite a long time.
Yes, it is. Well, yeah.
Well, yesterday.
Yesterday.
Well, yes, but...
But you mean a regular kind of show.
Right, right. I didn't want to talk about it yesterday because, you know, Santa was here and pressure was on, but we're finally back together.
How many days have you been gone? I missed a little bit, and you missed a little bit.
I missed a week, I think.
Yeah.
So...
Well,
it's good to be back with you, John. I missed you.
There's been so much pressure on Brian. He hasn't really been a really good two-man partner team.
He almost killed you with a chair.
Yesterday. And I was just standing there.
We were looking for a file on the computer that we needed for the show, and we couldn't find it. And he got so upset that he threw a rolly chair across the
studio.
Could
have hit me, who have just had surgery.
Yeah.
You were standing in the door.
I know, that's where the chair went.
It went toward the other door.
He did. He was upset.
We are now into the Christmas season big time. We're going to be hearing Christmas music.
Oh yes.
Every single day of the week. And
that's our song of the day.
That was
Christmas songs. No, I've got a song of the day, but it's going to be a surprise to everybody. We're just going to play a Christmas song.
Let's don't wait any longer. Let's play one.
Okay, here's our song of the day, Christmas style.
Silver bells, silver bells, silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time
in Australia.
Ring-a-ling. Hear them ring.
A classic.
It was a classic. Not so much anymore. Dean Martin, I would assume. Silver Bells.
Sounds right.
It's not marked on my sheet. Why is it not on there?
Because it's a surprise to everybody.
In other words, you've gotten lazy.
I just threw it up here. I have no idea. It's Silver Bells. It's Christmas.
Well, let's see. What's coming up? We've got our Christmas parade is just around the corner.
The 14th.
The 14th. What?
Thanks for somebody answering me.
Two weeks.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about it. You're the MC. I'm your assistant.
It's going to be great for the first time in history. We did a little research, and we could be wrong about this, so let us know if we are, but pretty sure this is the first time we've ever had WGNS coverage of the parade, period. We're going to have video coverage, full video coverage of the parade. We'll have the floats. The three of us will be hosting.
And pray tell, where can we get that?
You can head over to several places. If you want more information, WGNSradio.com/parade has the hub for all the information, but you'll be able to watch on all of our big GTV channels, including WGNSradio.com/BigGTV.
All right, we've got a great show for you today. It's Taco Tuesday. We'll be right back. It's 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudy for today. Highs top out near 38 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, gradual clearing, light winds, patchy fogs possible in spots after midnight. Lows drop to 21. And then Wednesday, fogs still possible in the area early, sunny for the afternoon, and highs warm into the upper 40s to near 50. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 36.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread. Jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks. Flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to bloom the season. Sing for winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The New England Patriots won their 10th straight game, beating the Giants 33-15. It was 30-7 at the half. The Giants have lost seven straight. They're still winless on the road this season. Drake May with two touchdown passes and 282 yards through the air. Lions star wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown did not practice due to a sprained ankle. Detroit plays this Thursday, hosting Dallas. The Vikings cut wide receiver Adam Thielen as he'd requested. Minnesota quarterback J.J. McCarthy is due to return from his concussion this week, but Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins is still in concussion protocol. Michigan State's new football coach is Pat Fitzgerald, ex of Northwestern. UCLA's new coach will be Bob Chesney, who will still coach James Madison this weekend in the Sun Belt title game. Kentucky fired coach Mark Stoops. BYU coach Kalani Sitake is reportedly a candidate for the Penn State job. And the Mets gave reliever Devin Williams a three-year deal.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. 21 minutes after the hour, and we have got A big special day coming up December 5th. That's right, get into the holiday spirit in downtown Murfreesboro with MTE and the annual tree lighting. It's powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. That starts Friday, December 5th at 6 p.m. You can enjoy caroling, a visit from Santa, and the magic of the tree lighting. Celebrate Christmas in downtown Murfreesboro, December 5th. Getting in the holiday spirit, I know, have you done your Christmas shopping yet?
Done some. I got a lot done. I don't know what was going on with Amazon this year, but they had a killer Black Friday deal that started like the week before Thanksgiving. So I got a lot done then.
What'd you get me?
Nothing. You made my naughty list.
He's on everybody's naughty list.
after you threw a chair at me and John.
I'm contributing some money for the girls, a girl's trip to New York. They're going to go to New York few days before Christmas.
New York.
It was kind of my gift to the girls. So
that was sweet of you, John.
So I'm taken care of. I've got to get something for the guy, but for Brett.
Some cologne.
No, I'll get him a
stick of deodorant.
Home Depot gift certificate. Ah,
that's good.
Like that.
Yeah, that's a good.
Oh,
one.
And then after that, you can say, and by the way, that project that I have at my house.
Well, I have an interesting story about it. I'm going to relay that to you in just a minute. But we had a theft in our house.
Oh no!
But I'll tell you about it. I'm sure it was a neighborhood somewhere, somebody, or out of the neighborhood, one or the other. But anyway. I wanted to mention that today, our good neighbor of the day is Justin Evans, SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, for going above and beyond in helping a disabled elderly couple, or customer, excuse me, keeping her from being scammed. Who would do that? Who in their right mind would do something like that? Justin Evans is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS. And today's Good Neighbor Moment is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and committed to the people who make Rutherford County a better place to live.
You want to send in your birthdays and anniversaries? You can do that by calling or texting 615-893-1450. WGNSradio.com/birthday gets them here to us as well. Same phone number to get in your good neighbors, too, by the way. Just text neighbor to our number. You'll get a reply. It takes you right to the place where you can send in your good neighbor of the day as well.
Well, speaking of Christmas shopping, it is Cyber Monday.
Oh, so that's right.
Day to get those deals done
on Tuesday. Cyber Monday on Tuesday?
I guess. That's what it says. It says December 2nd. It even says Tuesday, December 2nd is Cyber Monday. But Cyber Monday lasts. It's you know, it's a... Whatever, I don't care.
You dare?
I don't care.
You dare confront the holiday man?
I was just thinking cyber.
Are you telling me that nationaltoday.com might have some wrong information?
Black Friday lasts through Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Metro police say a 26-year-old man was arrested after allegedly waving a loaded gun in the Nashville Zoo parking garage Saturday night. Officers found Tyler McKenzie passed out with a loaded 9mm handgun in his waistband. Police say he appeared highly intoxicated and the garage was packed with families. McKenzie is charged with felony reckless endangerment, public intoxication, and having a handgun while under the influence. His bond is set at $4,500. A Knoxville police officer has been arrested and charged with aggravated domestic assault in Sevier County. The Sevier County Sheriff's Office arrested Adam Barnett, an off-duty patrol officer in the East District, after allegations of a domestic altercation involving a family member. The Knoxville Police Office of Professional Standards plans to conduct an internal administrative investigation. KPD suspended Barnett's police powers and plans to place him on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation. More news in 30 seconds.
Jumpstart your holiday shopping with a Little Linden Christmas, December 6th, throughout downtown. Join dozens of arts and craft booths, along with our welcoming downtown stores, for a delightful Christmas shopping experience. Plus, enjoy a traditional Christmas tea, a hometown tree lighting, and Christmas parade to end the day. It all happens Saturday, December 6th, starting at 10 a.m. in beautiful Linden, Tennessee. Visit the Perry County Chamber of Commerce on Facebook for more information. We'll see you in Linden, December 6th.
Today is election day for Tennessee's 7th Congressional District special election. Campaigns are hoping the weather won't slow down turnout. Republican candidate Matt Van Epps is within a few points of Democratic candidate Afton Bain. Several polls show the candidates fairly close with a slight lead to Van Epps. The district includes population centers such as downtown Nashville and Franklin, down to more rural areas such as Perry and Wayne counties. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
6:27 here on the Wake Up Crew. That gets you in the spirit, doesn't it? It's no jing jing a ling, but it's okay.
Christmas and it's Christmas time.
Is this just an instrumental?
Something about Christmas.
Why is he singing to it?
Because it's awful.
Oh, okay. I did want to tell the story about why I need to get to Home Depot to Brett, my son-in-law. Our garage door didn't open, couldn't close it for a couple of days. So we could close it, but we forgot to close it because it wasn't working. And somebody came and stole some tools, some of his tools.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm going to Home Depot and try to take care of maybe and get some of it back. So he is a really good craftsman. So if you need anything built... Of course, Dalton doesn't need it, but you might. You're not probably as skilled as Dalton is.
Oh, no, I'm not.
But anyway, I haven't been over to Dalton's house, by the way. I need to do that sometime before Christmas. Maybe bring him a present because that's the only way I'll get invited. Just come on over.
You haven't been there since the painting, I guess.
No, I helped him get in.
I fed you pizza.
And that was... That's the last I've seen of that house.
I fed you pizza.
I haven't seen the baby. Don't know what the baby looks like hardly except through pictures. So, anyway.
She's cute.
I would come over on Wednesdays when your dad keeps her, but eh.
Then you'd have to see him.
And she might be asleep, and then it'd really be a bummer.
Then you'd have to talk to him.
And the dogs would be licking my toes and stuff and all that stuff.
Wear
shoes.
They get you. They jump and they lick and they bark and they lick and they bark.
Yeah. Yeah.
They whine.
They're just showing affection.
Showing affection.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look very affectionate when you've got them holding and you're holding them and I go over there to touch them and they snap at me. Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
And Ladybug is not that friendly, I hate to tell you.
She's really not. She is with you, but she's not with anyone else.
Skeeter's not either, really.
He's not as bad.
No, he's not as bad.
Rosie, I feel guilty for. I feel bad for that dog. She just got abandoned. You don't like her.
Skeeter loves when people come over.
Well, I don't like Rosie either, so I'm not sympathetic.
What does Megan say about the dogs? Because they always greet her happily when she comes over.
Skeeter's her favorite. Yeah. She's got a list. Skeeter's her favorite. She likes him. Then she also feels guilty for Rosie, so Rosie's number two, and she does not much care for Ladybug.
Whoa. I wonder how that's happened. Do you know why? I can tell you why.
Her exact reasoning is Ladybug is spoiled.
Yes, big time. Just want you to know.
Snooty, I think, is the verbiage she used.
Well, I didn't have a birthday party for my dog.
You would have. It wasn't a birthday party for the dog. It was.
You have to admit, you're a little partial to Ladybug, and I mean, you created a little bit of that. Because she has to be in your arms. She gets mad when Skeeter's in your arms. It's not a good look. I'm just telling you.
Okay, Chipper.
Don't be talking about Chipper.
I might put my dog up on Facebook Marketplace. So
Chipper barks viciously.
Yeah.
But once you've been down, he'll never bite you.
My dog does too. He barks at everything and everyone who walks past the house. And when you have a 6-month-old, you're trying to get to sleep, and that dog busts into the nursery, slings the door open, shakes, and slams his tail up against the dresser, you do think for just a moment, how much money could I get for you?
But you could not ever get rid of him. Because
no, Megan won't let me.
No. She'll get rid of you before she gets rid of Huey. All right. It's time for Today in History. It's brought to you by, I miss the boys, Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
With all these holidays and everything, I feel like I haven't seen the Turner Security boys in a while.
No, true.
Oh, okay, so you're pouting now. I can see it.
No, I'm fine.
Uh-huh. All serious now.
Remember, guys.
You're the one that dogged him.
We need to be nice to each other. I didn't dog him. I dogged his dog.
That's the same thing.
There's a reason she doesn't like you.
1823, President James Monroe declares his Monroe Doctrine a U.S. foreign policy regarding Latin America. 1957, Sam Cooke's single, You Send Me, reaches number one.
Darling, you send me. Darling, you send me.
And in 1978, Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand's You Don't Bring Me Flowers hits number one.
And you don't bring me flowers anymore.
Because they're expensive.
And you don't deserve them.
And they're $150 a dozen. 2014, Stephen Hawking claims that artificial intelligence could be a threat to mankind and spell the end of the human race. And Santa didn't like it yesterday.
No, he didn't. And it still can't get basic math correct.
2014, comedian Bill Cosby resigns from the Board of Trustees of an American university following renewed sexual assault allegations.
Yet we're concerned about artificial intelligence.
And it got worse for Bill Cosby as well. We've got more to come here on the Wake Up Crew, and following Brandon Brooks, we've got Good Neighbor Events, another check of the weather, and our first look at traffic. All that coming up just around the corner here on the Wake Up Crew. It's John, Brian, and Dalton.
This is CBS Rewind. December 2nd, 1973.
Once upon a time,
mail-in ticket requests for a Bob Dylan tour went on sale. At one San Francisco post office, there was a 5-block-long traffic jam.
Like a Rolling Stone.
This date in 1990, composer Aaron Copland died at age 90.
Get the heck out of here.
That same day,
I'd never come except when expressly asked to.
Katharine Hepburn made a rare appearance in Washington to accept the Kennedy Center honor for lifetime achievement.
The time to make up your mind about people. As never.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudy for today. Highs top out near 38 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, gradual clearing, light winds, patchy fogs possible in spots after midnight. Lows drop to 21. And then Wednesday, fogs still possible in the area early, sunny for the afternoon. And highs warm into the upper 40s to near 50. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 36.
Good morning. Clearing up a couple of accidents out here now. Here's what we're seeing. Heavier traffic volume, 24 westbound up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. It's already a little bit sluggish at times. 65 south here at Trinity Lane. Watching it build westbound. Vietnam Vets through Sumner County right now. Especially there trying to get out of Hendersonville. Hey, when you need dependable towing for that car or that big old truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is.
Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. Did you realize that taking yoga classes improves your flexibility, strength, and balance? Well, the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department offers yoga classes at SportsCom, the Patterson Community Center, and the St. Clair Senior Center. Check with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department and learn about their yoga classes. Don't forget the 20th annual Murfreesboro Rotary Club's Hot Cakes and Holly is this Saturday morning at Middle Tennessee Christian School. As you've heard us talking, this Saturday and Sunday will be the Bethlehem Marketplace at Southeast Baptist Church. It's all free, and that's noon until 5 Saturday and Sunday at 708 Minerva Drive. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Hey y'all, it's Taylor with Bell Jewelers inviting you to come shop with us this holiday season. We have several things on sale. It's our biggest sale of the year. Whether it's diamond studs you're looking for, silver fashion, gold fashion, diamond bracelets, you name it, we've got it. No time like the present, and we will have plenty to choose from, and we can't wait to see you this holiday season. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have treatments for the skin of your face. Not only do we want you to see young, we want you to look younger too and get rid of a lot of that sun damage.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Maybe you've got dark spots, acne, rosacea, even wrinkles. We can now treat.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
You know, Santa, yesterday, we forgot to add it up. How many?
Oh, did you? I've got it. So it was, let's see, 8 good, so toys, to 7 switches. So you had a positive average.
It was close, but right at 500. Close. That's not bad. Because he looks like Santa could be pretty rough.
Santa has a weird sense of humor, different than the two of you.
Correct.
Yes.
A lot of the jokes, Santa was like, that's good. We were both...
I think it would still evened out about the same.
Probably, you know? Yeah, because we liked the ones he didn't like.
Nothing wrong with that. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay to be average.
It took me a minute to figure out my audience.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Well, you know this audience, so here you go.
Yeah. You know, I accidentally swallowed a bunch of Scrabble tiles.
Really?
Yeah, next trip to the bathroom will spell disaster.
Decent.
Not fabulous. But a thumbs up.
Thumbs up, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was good.
Not like overwhelmingly funny or anything.
No, no. It made sense though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
solid performance.
About average.
Yeah.
What it is.
Pretty standard.
More to come on the Wake Up Crew here from WGNS.
CBS News brief. The White House doubling down on its policy of taking out suspected Venezuelan drug smuggling boats.
The president has made it quite clear that if narco terrorists, again, are trafficking illegal drugs towards the United States, he has the authority to kill them.
But White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt not confirming that controversial second strike on one boat was intended to pick off wounded survivors. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff in Moscow carrying that revised Trump peace plan for Ukraine. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The plan has been heavily revised to get Kyiv on board. Witkoff, along with President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, are expected to present that document to Putin today.
Not clear if Putin will accept anything less than Ukraine's complete capitulation, something he says he can achieve on the battlefield. At a special congressional election in redder-than-red state, Tennessee is turning into a cliffhanger.
For Democrats, they feel encouraged that they've been able to kind of put Republicans back on their heels.
CBS's Nicole Killian, CBS News Brief.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The Tennessee State Board of Education is considering a proposal that could cut the high school world language graduation requirement in half. The plan, introduced by Board Chair Robert Eby, would reduce the required language credits from 2 to 1, allowing students more flexibility through an added elective. EB emphasized that only 25% of colleges reviewed have a language admission requirement, and he highlighted that 26 states have no such graduation mandate. However, critics, including board member Chrissy McInturf, argue that the change could weaken students' global awareness and cultural understanding. J.C. Bowman, CEO of Professional Educators of Tennessee, warned that the move might hinder international business efforts in the state and worsen the ongoing shortage of qualified foreign language teachers. The board is scheduled to vote on the proposal in February. Meanwhile, in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County Assessor of Property, Rob Mitchell, released updated property tax roll figures for 2024 and 2025, showing minimal changes and reinforcing his office's commitment to fairness. However, a recent Tennessee Comptroller's audit found a 25% error rate in a sample of property records, making Rutherford County the only Tennessee county cited for noncompliance in 5 years. The County Commission has since hired an independent reviewer to verify the findings after concerns over communication gaps and data integrity. While Mitchell defends his office's accuracy and adherence to deadlines, the ongoing TBI investigation and public scrutiny highlight a critical moment for transparency and trust in Rutherford County government. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Play an old guitar, done half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Whether you're grabbing coffee or walking the dog, the Rutherford Roundup delivers the latest Rutherford County news in just minutes a day. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast platform or visit WGNSradio.com and start your morning informed.
Need high-quality printing that makes an impact? Look no further than Franklin's Printworks.
We do have a significant presence in Rutherford County as far as print capabilities, booklets, brochures, direct mail, all the time, every day.
That's Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
There are a lot of things we do that people don't know about, like large format stuff, banners, blueprints.
Franklin's Printworks delivers precision, professionalism, and unbeatable customer service. Visit printworkstn.com.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Christmas season should feel like joy, not financial stress. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we focus on people helping people. Whether you need help with a little extra funds, managing the money you already saved, or getting a head start on saving for next year's Christmas presents, we can help. In fact, we help when others won't. Visit our website, heritagesouth.org, to learn more about holiday specials at Heritage South. Insured by NCUA.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Today is Election Day for Tennessee's 7th Congressional District Special Election. Campaigns are hoping the weather won't slow down turnout. Republican candidate Matt Van Epps is within a few points of Democratic candidate Afton Bain. Several polls show the candidates fairly close with a slight lead to Van Epps. The district includes population centers such as downtown Nashville and Franklin, down to more rural areas such as Perry and Wayne counties. Nashville Airport officials say they're waiting on FAA approvals that would clear the way for direct flights from BNA to Asia. MNAA CEO Doug Krulin expects approval within a few months. The plan extends a runway over Murfreesboro Pike to support long-haul flights, with construction taking about 6 years. Concourse A is also being rebuilt and will reopen in 2028 with more gates. More news in 30 seconds.
Jumpstart your holiday shopping with a Little Linden Christmas, December 6th, throughout downtown. Join dozens of arts and craft booths, along with our welcoming downtown stores, for a delightful Christmas shopping experience. Plus, enjoy a traditional Christmas tea, a hometown tree lighting, and Christmas parade to end the day. It all happens Saturday, December 6th, starting at 10 a.m. in beautiful Linden, Tennessee. Visit the Perry County Chamber of Commerce on Facebook for more information. We'll see you in Linden, December 6th.
In Knoxville, two nonprofits are calling for help to keep a safe veteran-only warming center open. CareCuts and Operation Vet Rescue say many veterans avoid crowded traditional shelters because of trauma, a need underscored after a local veteran died this year while refusing shelter. The center opens on freezing nights, offering heat, cots, and help with housing documents. Organizers say they need more volunteers, meals, and winter supplies to expand the space and rebuild trust with veterans who feel unseen. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
Branches is not only a place to go to find help for mental, emotional, and behavioral issues. Branches Wellness is here to provide help in losing weight and in medication management. Branches believes in body, soul, and spirit, ministry, and care for the whole individual. Branches, the place to turn to find hope and healing in the midst of a hurting and sometimes difficult world. Go to branchescounselingcenter.com or 615-904-7170.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Ryan, and Dalton.
All right.
Swinging to the Christmas oldies.
It's the Big Band.
Wake Up Crew, it's Christmas time.
It's the Big Band Christmas show. I'm John.
Hi.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Dalton.
Welcome back to more of the Wake Up Crew, where you'll hear the best in Christmas music right here. That Christmas music brought to you by Brian Barrett. Oh, there's some more.
Oh. Swing your hips.
Is that really Christmas music?
It's Christmas sounding.
Oh, okay. So now we just do that. It sounds like Christmas.
Makes me feel like I'm in a Frank Sinatra movie.
Did you AI that?
Nope.
Okay. It's time for, what is it time for?
I don't know.
Oh, we're going to do birthdays here in just a minute, but I did want to, again, the Christmas parade is December 14th. Don't forget that. What time are we going on, Dalton?
The parade starts at 2:00. So just stay tuned from then. We'll have more firm times as we get closer.
Yeah, because where we're located, the parade will not necessarily start from our vantage point.
Correct.
At 2:00.
So but we don't want to be on for like an hour before the parade gets to us.
Yeah.
We want to be on for just a little bit.
And we have to go to church.
That's true.
You know. So
I especially have to go to church because I work there.
You know, Brian, if you would. You know, like that guy in Little Orphan Annie? If you would dress up like that, wouldn't that be cute?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of Christmassy.
What's Mr. Moneybags?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Okay. Never mind.
I think If you let your beard grow, you're getting pretty close to Santa Claus.
Here's what I think.
There's only one Santa.
I think this is going to be your finest moment in broadcasting history.
Do you know?
On December 14th. I really do.
I mean, he's the Al Roker of our broadcast.
I mean, he's the legend. And when he goes around and puts a microphone in somebody's face, there's no fear.
Those kids are going to be so scared of you. They're going to look up and go, "Oh, Mom!"
No, he's going to wear a Santa cap to make him look, you know, Christmassy, I guess?
I reckon, yeah.
But yeah, well, around 2 o'clock.
Just, I can't wait for he says, "Thanks, Dalton." And then he hands the mic and starts talking to somebody. Uh-huh. Gives me goosebumps just thinking about it.
He's got to, like, pause for a second, you know, like they do on TV. Thanks, Dalton.
that little 3-second thing?
Yeah.
The delay? I haven't really figured out what I'm going to do. I think I'm supposed to be Savannah Guthrie.
Ah.
You know, to his Craig, whatever that guy's name is.
Melvin?
Craig Melvin, yeah. And I'll be Savannah, something like that. I don't know.
Well, we'll be in the bed of my truck together.
I bet Savannah's never been in the bed of a truck to do a parade coverage.
No, are we going to decorate that truck or anything?
Megan has volunteered to decorate.
It'll look good.
You won't see the truck on video. You'll just kind of see us from the waist up, but, you know.
Yeah, that'll be nice. And the camera's actually going to be on us some?
Oh, yeah. We'll be switching shots. We'll have a shot of us, shot of him.
How do you do that? How do you switch shots? I mean.
Well, I'm just a genius.
Okay.
So.
And then you've got a camera that goes to Brian.
Yes. And we'll have a split shot of both of us.
Oh, gosh. This is big time.
And I do have to thank Rick Hall of the Tuesday Roundtable.
Mm.
Rick is allowing us to use his Starlink, so we have satellite internet connection.
Oh,
so
nice.
We'll be able to do that there.
That gets through anything.
Yeah. Yes.
So you don't have to worry about internet or anything?
That's the final plan.
Have you tried
there.
That out yet? To...
No.
Will there be a trying out?
Internet, yes. Provided by Rick Hall.
Rayburn Insurance Agency.
I'm so scared that when we get there, nothing's going to work right.
I will have time to test it.
What time are you getting there?
I think I'm maybe getting it today.
Oh.
So you can test it at home, though, can't you? Try it out, yeah.
Yeah, well, it'll work out good. Everything works good at your house.
Well, you have to be outside with that, and of course we are, and we have to point it in the right direction and all, which we can do. So I think it's going to work out fine. A lot of people who've done, like, football games, that's what they use now to do their broadcasts.
I mean, that's
well, why don't we do that?
Well...
You gotta buy them.
We're actually borrowing one from someone. So if that tells you anything,
they're not that expensive, though, are they?
No, not really.
They're not as cheap as the, you know, $10 hotspot that we use to get on.
Okay.
So.
All right, but you could go anywhere, not have to
anywhere
worry.
In the world.
Yeah,
we could do a game in Paris.
Now that little thing does have to be outside. That's the one kicker.
Yeah. Well, football. Yeah.
And. Football right. and baseball and softball, I mean, it would make sense all except basketball, and we've got that covered, basketball. Yeah. So
sounds good. Birthdays today. Celebrity birthdays. Let's go with that first.
Anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Not a lot of celebrity birthdays today, but we have a few. 1946, Gianni Versace was born, Italian fashion designer. 1973, Monica Seles, Yugoslavian-American tennis player. She won the Grand Slam 9 times. In 1981, Britney Spears, American pop star.
Oops. Oops, I did it again. Oops, I did it again.
That is not the song that was put in there.
Yeah.
We had a guy that used to program all those songs in that he was out there, man. He knew he was.
Well, this is her most popular song.
Oh, is it really?
If you look it up by the numbers, this is her most popular song.
1983, Aaron Rodgers, American NFL quarterback, NFL MVP, and Super Bowl MVP. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Here's some local birthdays. Jake Wells, Dwight Hancock, Larry Stewart has a birthday today. Hey, happy birthday, Larry. And Linda Newman. What else we got?
Get some more into us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. So go ahead and get them in.
655 here on the Wake Up Crew, and weather is next.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudy for today. Highs top out near 38 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, gradual clearing, light winds, patchy fogs possible in spots after midnight. Lows drop to 21. And then Wednesday, fog still possible in the area early, sunny for the afternoon, and highs warm into the upper 40s to near 50. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 36.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios. Take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Download from the App Store and manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
It's over to the side, just in a terrible spot for people to rubberneck as they drive by. Westbound, Vietnam, that's there. A conference, you got all that traffic coming in from Sumner County, Hendersonville, arriving in that area there in Davidson County on Vietnam. That's, again, it's going westbound at Conference Drive. It's busy out here with several wrecks. Give yourself extra time as it gets busier here in the last few minutes on 24, especially westbound up through the Antioch area. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Shop and save.
Well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Sign up.
CBS Entertainment, So Begins Award Season.
To all my fellow castmates, we accept this honor together.
There's Michael B. Jordan and the cast of Sinners getting the ensemble tribute at the Gotham Film Awards. Sinners, a heavy favorite in the Oscar race in several categories, including Best Picture.
Hello?
Where is Mom?
Yeah, we know who the real hero is during the holidays, your mom. And that's exactly the topic of Oh What Fun on Amazon. Starring Michelle Pfeiffer, who says, we gotta prop up moms.
All year round, by the way, the holidays just really exemplify it and magnify it. And it's a wonderful opportunity to celebrate all that they do.
Oh, What Fun hits Amazon Prime tomorrow. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew. And what have we learned today?
Nothing.
Okay. We'll learn something in the next hour.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yes, you will.
Justin Evans is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for going above and beyond and helping a disabled elderly customer, keeping her from being scammed. Justin's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. Today's Good Neighbor Moment is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and committed to the people who make Rutherford County a better place to live.
And you can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate a Good Neighbor of the Day, or head on over to our website, WGNSradio.com/Good Neighbor. Same process for birthdays, WGNSradio.com/birthdays, or call or text 615-893-1450. Get those into us so we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig.
See every float, every smile, and the moment Santa arrives on Big G TV. Sunday, December 14th at 2 p.m. Brought to you by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance Adam Tipton, and Whitfin Funeral Chapels.
And that's it for us for the 6 o'clock hour. Brian's coming back with hour number 2. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
More snow for the central U.S. and Northeast.
Nearly 80 million people under a winter weather alert.
Congress probing double vote strike.
Lawmakers in both parties vow to investigate.
The president's envoy meets with Putin
to present him with an amended plan to end the war in Ukraine.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup.
Winter is still about 3 weeks away, and another powerful snowstorm bashing the central portion of the country is moving into the Northeast. Correspondent Rob Marciano is bracing for what's to come in suburban New York.
Winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings up for parts of the Catskills, upstate New York, and northern parts of New England. That's an area that's going to see the most amount of snow. So as this storm system begins to intensify and the low kind of gets a little strength off the coastline, we're looking for the winds and the rain to increase. I-95, D.C., Philly, Baltimore, up through New York, and all the way up through Providence into Boston. So it will be mostly rain, although it will start as snow. So that will make it a little bit dangerous this morning. But northwest of I-95, 6 to 10 inches of snowfall. That is a high-impact snow event, no doubt about that.
The Trump administration now acknowledging a follow-up attack on a suspected drug boat in the Caribbean. But officials insist the defense secretary did nothing wrong. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
These kinetic strikes.
Reading from prepared remarks, the White House press secretary said Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth did order this strike on a suspected drug boat on September 2nd, but did not issue an order to kill everybody, as the Washington Post first reported this weekend. Instead, she said it was Navy Admiral Frank Bradley's decision to order a second strike to ensure the boat was destroyed.
Admiral Bradley worked well within his authority and the law.
Her comments came just one day after President Trump claimed there was no second strike.
No, I wouldn't have wanted that, not a second strike.
The shifting explanations frustrated lawmakers from both sides, who are now demanding to see the orders and the video of the second strike.
The president's peace envoys, Steve Witkoff, and his son-in-law Jared Kushner are in Moscow for talks with President Putin on the war in Ukraine. CBS's Holly Williams is in Ukraine, where that war grinds on.
Vladimir Putin's tied his political legacy to this war. He lauded the capture of Pokrovsk yesterday and sounds reluctant to make peace. Last week, he said it's pointless to sign documents with the Ukrainian leadership. Ukrainians desperately want the war to stop. But many here say President Trump's demand that they give away parts of their country is too high a price and an encouragement to Vladimir Putin to do it again.
Luigi Mangione, the young man accused of murdering UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, returns to court in New York City today. His lawyers are asking a judge to exclude evidence from his upcoming state trial that prosecutors say could reveal a motive. CBS's Jerika Duncan is at the courthouse.
Investigators say they discovered a notebook and 9mm handgun in Mangione's backpack, key evidence his defense team is asking the court to suppress. They argue police did not have a search warrant and failed to read Mangione his Miranda rights.
This could make or break the prosecution's case. It completes the picture of what was going on in Mangione's mind.
Prosecutors have said the notebook, which he allegedly used as his diary, included writings that expressed motive and his disdain for the health insurance industry.
All political eyes are on Tennessee today in a race to fill a congressional seat vacated by Republican Mark Green, who retired in July. Correspondent Nicole Valdez from Nashville.
In a deep red district of the Volunteer State, there's an unlikely battle brewing over a special election in December. Two candidates vying to become the next member of Congress. Democratic State Representative Afton Bain is looking to keep the momentum going and give Democrats another win following the recent blue victories in November in states like New Jersey and Virginia.
We cannot accept more of the same.
While Republicans pull out all the stops to drum up support for first-time GOP candidate Matt Van Epps.
It's a critical election. We know that the majority in the House is a narrow margin.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Costco is suing the Trump administration over tariffs.
In its suit filed at the U.S. Court of International Trade, the retail giant argues President Trump unlawfully used the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to impose his tariffs. Costco is seeking a full refund on all the tariffs it has paid. The Supreme Court is considering whether Trump had the legal authority to impose the tariffs.
West Virginia's governor says the National Guard troop who survived last week's shooting in Washington, D.C. is on the mend. Governor Patrick Morrissey says 24-year-old Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf gave the thumbs up when a nurse asked if he could hear, also wiggled his toes. A second soldier, 20-year-old Specialist Sarah Beckstrom, was killed in the attack. As for the accused gunman, correspondent Scott McFarlane.
According to the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C., speaking with CBS News, this suspect in this shooting will be facing court charges as soon as he's medically able to appear in court. He has obviously been injured due to the response from the National Guard to this attack. So when he's able to make a court appearance, that's when charges will come for Ramanula Lakhanwal.
The son of a notorious Mexican drug lord says he's guilty.
In a Chicago courtroom, a change courtesy of Joaquin Guzman Lopez. After pleading not guilty to charges of drug trafficking and continuing criminal enterprise, the son of the man known as El Chapo pleaded guilty. Part of a plea deal with prosecutors in which he admitted to helping the Sinaloa cartel smuggle fentanyl and numerous other drugs into the U.S. Guzman's brother, Ovidio Guzman Lopez, entered a similar plea in July. Andy Dane for CBS News Chicago.
In Beirut,
some
150,000 faithful attended Pope Leo's Mass, where he urged new approaches to reject violence in the Middle East. The Pope offered a silent prayer at the site of the 2020 port explosion and met with relatives of some of the 218 victims. Now to Florida, where a second vote will be held on a land transfer that would be used to create a tribute to the president. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
Ultimately, what this case is about is a challenge to the Miami-Dade College Board of Trustees. And the claim is that they jammed through the allocation of property to President Trump for his library in downtown Miami without giving really the public notice and an opportunity to be heard on the issue.
A shopping spree fit for the Devil Wears Prada gang.
Miranda, took you long enough.
The Prada group says it's purchased Milan fashion rival Versace for almost $1.4 billion. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. More fiber?
What?
Down here, buddy. It's me, your spoon. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, but Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Thanks so much, Steve Kathan. We've got more news straight ahead throughout the morning here at WGNS, including a check of traffic and weather together coming up for you now. And this update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots Good Food and Fun.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun, Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudy for today. Highs top out near 38 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, gradual clearing, light winds, patchy fogs possible in spots after midnight. Lows drop to 21. And then Wednesday, fogs still possible in the area early, sunny for the afternoon. And highs warm into the upper 40s to near 50. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 36.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. Trying to clear up this wreck in the Antioch area, 24 westbound. It's going to be not far from Bell Road. Again, it's had traffic extra slow coming in from Rutherford County on 24 westbound. As they stare at that earlier wreck there around Bell Road, it's just busy up through there anyway. 65 south, a little bit sluggish now here at Trinity Lane. It continues to build I-40 westbound as you come out of Wilson County there through the Mount Juliet area headed towards Hermitage. When you need dependable towing for that car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
I'm a big fan of auctions. Get instant sale, no contingencies.
That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals. Visit ParksAuction.com.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
Welcome into the hour number two of the hour number two, the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Tuesday morning, December 2nd. Episode 1799, and we're getting really close to Christmas, as you can tell. Christmas music on the air? I mean, goodness gracious,
we've got, what, 23 days?
You can't do that. That's illegal.
Sorry for just talking on our talk show.
23 days until Christmas, yes.
You didn't wait until he said it.
Right, that was my mistake, yes.
Yeah. Lots of MTSU news. The last day of classes is tomorrow. The last day of the fall semester is next week. So you got exams coming up. So that's fun. And then graduation on the 13th of December as we put a wrap on the first semester or the fall semester 2025. We've got plenty coming up today. Enjoyed our conversation. It's Taco Tuesday, so we've got a lot of that to share.
I guess we're going to talk some Christmas food maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
It's hard to do snack food report at this time of year.
Yeah.
Just because the...
Nobody brings anything out in New York. It's already out.
We can talk over Thanksgiving and what we did, too, because we really didn't have a chance with Santa yesterday.
No, it's just kind of... Santa was a... I had to get him when I could.
Right. No, I understand. A third guest in the history of the Wake Up Crew.
Yeah.
I mean, we really just like...
There have been three people, I think. Frank and...
Well, I've had Alexa Middleton.
Alexa Middleton, Frank and Santa.
Well, John, Dalton and I did one, you know. With
that was without me, yeah.
So, for four. We've had four guests.
They brought
guests.
Coffee and food in, yeah. I remember that, yeah.
There was no food.
Great Taco Tuesday. Plenty of food. I was kind of wired after that one.
There was no food. Coffee. It was only coffee.
It was so long,
Well, we knew that you wouldn't like coffee. You're not a coffee connoisseur.
It's not that he doesn't like it. He can't have it because...
And it will happen to you, too,
plenty
by
of
the way.
Ah.
It's coming. Just trust me. You got about five more years.
I'll be all right.
Better drink as much coffee as you can.
Not to bring up a fight. I was just saying.
No. I'm not going to argue with them anymore.
Of the Wake Up Crew. And I think that's... How do you top Santa Claus?
God. That would be
the
end.
And I don't think he would want to come on the show.
No, because some people would have to spill the beans. On the way they've been acting more than they did
when
with Santa.
God's on the show, he doesn't get knocked down points on the naughty list.
Mm-hmm. You know, the chair flying by me yesterday? Pew! Mm. Yeah. It's okay.
Oh.
Did you all have a good Thanksgiving?
Had a great Thanksgiving, good. John.
So we're going to talk about that.
For Thanksgiving.
In the next few minutes or now. Are we talking about it now?
I don't know. I think we'll do our song of the day here.
You don't have like a list of things to talk about? You normally do.
I have things. I've kind of taken a different approach.
Oh, what is your approach?
See where the conversation goes, and I can throw in something if I need to.
Wow.
That's kind of the approach.
He's mellowed out.
He's got something for me ready for tomorrow.
I do.
Planning ahead.
Of course, yeah. Work together. Work together, why don't you?
You don't like
you
my
already
things.
Have your stuff planned. You do it at night, and so we have to plan together because we're not...
I do it on the spot.
Yeah, we're not organized like you are.
Oh, organized one?
I was doing the Thursday show the other night, and Clark is... Clark Blair, he's very organized on the Thursday show. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got times when the clock and all that. So I come in, I have nothing. I have a plan in my head what I'm going to talk about. Rod's got those notes, and Rod made a comment. That's okay if you wander off. I've got Clark's notes. I can go right back to him and keep us on track.
How well did that go over?
It didn't go over well during the break.
I thought when you said Rod had notes, you meant he had written his own notes.
Well, I couldn't have read them anyway.
Right, correct. Yeah.
I mean, that made no difference to me. But I'm just comfortable without having a whole lot of notes.
Well, John,
I don't like to interview people, and I'm sitting here, you know, looking through my notes.
You're a professional. You've done this.
Well, all you do is give Rod a topic. Bam. He's good for 10 minutes.
As long as he can find his microphone, he's good.
Yes, he's 10 minutes. He's there. He's the man. You're kind of like that. You don't use a lot of notes when you interview.
When you ask Rod a question, it does take him about 10 minutes to formulate his answer.
Right.
So.
Right.
Now, part of that's because he's talking slow.
The executive producer of the show heard it. I think he was happy with the show, the program. I don't think it was.
I heard the end when you all were talking about the picks and all that kind of stuff. And
oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's the only part you listened to.
Yep.
We had an in-depth analysis of the football games, and you listened to where we talk about pigskin picks.
Yep, because I was listening for the transition after to
the
game.
Well, I guess you heard me say.
Uh-huh, I did.
Who I picked to win it.
I did hear that.
Yeah.
But I also heard all of the, boy, I really hope Bill does this or that.
I didn't say that. I didn't do any of that. I said, I think Brian's going to win it because he's won it 6 times in a row. Mm.
He went through a dry patch, too, where he never won. Do you remember? This was years ago.
I remember I was co-champions with him once. I think it was you. May have been Donnie back in the day.
I think it was me.
I remember there were several years when I was a kid where we'd be out to eat or whatever. And
it's the Titans.
And he just lost every pick.
It was always the Titans. But they're easy to pick now. You just pick them to lose.
Well, Clark won it like two years in a row, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden he just went.
Well, when he became the commissioner, it's called the commissioner's curse.
Yeah, and I was that for 2 or 3 years too. Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't won it since he's been the commissioner.
But Clark brought the commissionership to a new level.
Oh, the organization is
and the
great.
And digital.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You just on a let's see, it's like a survey, you know, where you just put a dot by your name and put a dot by the one you want to pick and hit submit and boom.
Well, nice. I'm not on the show as much anymore, so it's kind of lost its glamour. It really doesn't matter to me as much. So I kind of rush, and I don't look up and research or anything anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
Or is it
you're co-hosting the Murfreesboro Christmas Parade.
That's correct.
You know.
Is it not just like when you come into my office and you see all of the trophies that are there?
I can't see all the trophies for all the other stuff that's in there. To be honest, I would like to go in your office and do a little house cleaning.
I don't.
There's nothing to be cleaned in there.
No, it's not. It's not dirty. It's just got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Every trophy you've ever won, second grade spelling bee.
It's not in there. But here's some sports for you.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The New England Patriots won their 10th straight game, beating the Giants 33-15. It was 30-7 at the half. The Giants have lost 7 straight. They're still winless on the road this season. Drake May with 2 touchdown passes and 282 yards through the air. Lions star wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown did not practice due to a sprained ankle. Detroit plays this Thursday, hosting Dallas. The Vikings cut wide receiver Adam Thielen as he'd requested. Minnesota quarterback J.J. McCarthy is due to return from his concussion this week, but Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins is still in concussion protocol. Michigan State's new football coach is Pat Fitzgerald, ex of Northwestern. UCLA's new coach will be Bob Chesney, who will still coach James Madison this weekend in the Sun Belt title game. Kentucky fired coach Mark Stoops. BYU coach Kalani Sitake is reportedly a candidate for the Penn State job. And the Mets gave reliever Devin Williams a 3-year deal.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
If you're listening now, you're 50 years or older. Have you had an eye exam in the last year? I mean, a thorough dilated eye exam, not just where you go in to get glasses, but a medical eye exam.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Like so many, the key is getting diagnosed and treated early.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
And it is Christmas time, December 2nd. It's Tuesday morning. Hope you are enjoying being along with us here on The Wake Up Crew. Now, we just don't want to
wish you a Merry Christmas.
This sounds like SpongeBob music.
Wish you a Merry Christmas.
We don't really want to just blow past Thanksgiving and not talk about Thanksgiving because it is a holiday about food and it is Taco Tuesday.
Where's the Ching Ching Ling song?
I have not heard it much this year.
I've heard it at all, hardly. Just one time.
Twice this morning.
Oh.
probably that part of the show we don't listen to.
Thanks probably goes listening. To show how much attention we're paying to what's
come
happening.
Come on, man. Play it one more time, man.
It
come
was on your half hour, too. Look, or man. Hour.
Look, man.
He just tried to demote you to a half hour.
Oh, he would love to. He would really like to.
That's all you get.
It's a control thing, Brian Dalton. He cannot. He wants to be 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock host. I don't know what to do about it.
Nah.
I've seen my therapist, and he says you just got to roll with him. I don't know what that meant.
That's crazy because my therapist had all kinds of things to say.
Did you ever have to go to therapy? Probably.
Probably should.
Go ahead.
On that note, Taco Tuesday, Thanksgiving, go.
What was your favorite and least favorite meal you had at Thanksgiving this year?
Well, I only have the one big one, so I don't go to different places. So we had turkey dressing. We had two turkeys. We had mashed potatoes, green peas. I made a potato mountain, which I always love.
Right.
I don't eat a lot of the other stuff. Like sweet potatoes, I really don't eat much of that. I eat a lot of dressing, turkey, ham, and mashed potatoes with peas. And that's about it for me. I don't go into the...
No desserts.
No, well, I can't anymore, but...
No mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese, usually the kids eat that by the time I get there. The kids go first, and by the time I get there, most of that's gone.
Yeah, you just got the, like, crusty bits around the edge.
Yeah, and so I try not to eat too much, but we have other stuff. We have, like, like a Jell-O thing, you know, concealed something. We'll have giblet gravy. Let's see, some green beans are usually there. So, but it's all good. Little Hawaiian rolls. What'd you have?
Well, pressure was on this Thanksgiving for, you know,
I like
me,
the idea what y'all
Megan.
Did.
Megan does not like Thanksgiving food. She doesn't like turkey. She doesn't like dressing. She likes ham, mac and cheese. She doesn't like mashed potatoes. She kind of likes my mashed potatoes. She tolerates them. So we had to figure out what is our Thanksgiving centerpiece for our family. Like, what is our turkey? And we landed on a chicken pot pie. Megan makes a good pie crust, and I made the filling, and so we made a big chicken pot pie, and that's what we had. Did mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, and then there was one other, green bean casserole. So that was our kind of Thanksgiving meal that we had, and then just had some cookies for dessert.
How do you make the filling? How do you do that? What do you do with the filling?
For the chicken pot pie? Yeah. So I pull a rotisserie chicken. I save the bones to make soup, but that's not for this. So I pull the chicken from a rotisserie chicken, and then I make a roux. So flour into a cast iron skillet with some butter and bacon grease and whatnot. Throw your vegetables in, let those cook. Put some milk in it to let it get whatever.
Creamy, kind of.
Yes, and then you cook that down till it's really thick, and then that's what goes into the... You put the chicken back in and put that in your filling.
Do you cut your... Do you pull off the rotisserie chicken?
I do. I do.
I saw something on the internet, and I think you'd be interested in this, and you may have seen it. It may not work, but they put it in a large plastic bag.
Shake it?
No, they rub it. They press it, and they just keep going, and the chicken just falls off.
Rotisserie chicken is really easy to pull because it does. It just And then I give the skin to the dog.
I'm going to try that on my next rotisserie.
Nice.
It comes right off the bone.
I've been making a chicken soup. I'll buy a rotisserie chicken, and I'll make my own broth with the bones, and then put the chicken back in, and I put a bunch of vegetables in it, and then I put those in a blender, and I pour it back into the soup, so it's real smooth. That's pretty good.
Do you use that with chicken broth?
I make the chicken broth. Okay. So if you put the bones in a pot and put water up to the top of the bones and let it boil for 4 hours or so, that's how you make chicken broth.
4 hours?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, you can leave it. I mean, do your stuff.
Yeah, do your thing.
Yeah.
But I make a bunch of it and then I freeze it.
It has to come to a boil, then 4 hours?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I was lucky when I went to Publix. They had... already in these little containers, a little corn casserole, some dressing. I bought a turkey and I made the turkey in a crock pot and had some ham. And then we had leftovers, but there was some traditional Thanksgiving things.
Sweet potato dumplings.
That was a brilliant move on your part because we did our Thanksgiving with him the Sunday after Thanksgiving, and we did a leftover Thanksgiving. So whatever food you had left over from your other Thanksgiving get-togethers, you bring that, and
he just adds a few. Yeah. Extra main things.
You just have a few little things there. And
brilliant.
A little, I mean, if you want Thanksgiving food, you got it. If you want something else, you know, there you go. So more on the sweet potato dumplings in the next Taco Tuesday.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
We have a wonderful staff and the residents. We've made many new friends. And the staff and the residents relate so well to each other that it makes it like a family. We've been able to still have our neighbors come over and our church friends come.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and ache your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right, Tennessee.
From driveways to highways, SRM Concrete has the right mix, on time, every time. Locally grown, nationally known, family owned and operated, SRM is the name you trust. SRM Concrete, you call, we haul.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Swinging on into the 7:30 time frame here on the Wake Up Crew, and you're listening to the Christmas hits.
Not a lot of birthdays, but some important ones. Jake Wells has a birthday, Dwight Hancock, Larry Stewart, Linda Newman. Dalton, got to get more.
I know there are more people celebrating today, so get them into us. 615-893-1450. That is the phone number for birthdays and anniversaries. You can also head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get those in just a little bit quicker. We're going to give away some banana pudding from Slick Pig coming up here on the air around 8 a.m.
That's right. And we're going to tell everybody on the mountain about the birthdays here in about a half an hour.
See every float, every smile, and the moment Santa arrives on Big G TV. Sunday, December 14th at 2 p.m. Brought to you by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance Adam Tipton, and Whitfin Funeral Chapels.
Time for traffic and weather together.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudy for today. Highs top out near 38 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, gradual clearing, light winds, patchy fogs possible in spots after midnight. Lows drop to 21. And then Wednesday, fogs still possible in the area early, sunny for the afternoon, and highs warm into the upper 40s to near 50. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 36.
Good morning. Trying to move a little bit better here through the Antioch area from the earlier crash we had on 24 westbound at Bell Road. It's just that time of the morning for it to get heavy now. Coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County into Antioch. Westbound on I-24, steady flow of traffic down I-40 through the Mount Juliet area. Expect that to get a little bit heavier westbound I-40 on into Hermitage here in the next few minutes. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck right here in Middle Tennessee, no matter what county you're in, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Public libraries across Tennessee are under pressure after the Secretary of State, Trey Hargett, ordered an audit of children's books to ensure compliance with federal executive order and a new state law. The mandate, which impacts libraries receiving state or federal grant funds, requires a full review of collections for content related to gender identity. Libraries must submit final reports by January 19, 2026, to the Tennessee State Librarian and Archivist. The directive has forced some libraries to temporarily close, prompting sharp criticism from over 30 national organizations, including the American Library Association and PEN America. In a joint letter, the group argued that the move threatens First Amendment rights and imposes undue financial and operational burdens. Hargett cited the federal order titled Defending Women from Gender Ideology Extremism and Tennessee's Dismantling DEI Departments Act as the basis for the audits, though critics say that the executive order has no legal weight over public libraries. Closer to home in Murfreesboro, drivers are seeing much-needed relief at the pump. Gas prices in Rutherford County dropped to $2.54 per gallon during the Thanksgiving holiday, marking the lowest seasonal price since 2020. According to AAA, Tennessee's statewide average hit $2.60, ranking it the seventh least expensive state for gas. Megan Cooper, spokesperson for the AAA, credited the drop to lower crude oil prices and reduce seasonal demand. As families in Smyrna and across the region hit the roads for the holiday, the declining gas prices have offered timely savings and eased travel costs during the busiest travel period of the year. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian, and we've relied on Turner Security for systems here at WGNS and Big G TV for many years. Their advanced security solutions with real-time monitoring and automation keep us safe. Plus, their expert IT service ensures our tech runs smoothly, from networks, computers, to troubleshooting. Their team tailors solutions to our needs, and I highly recommend them for home or business solutions for you.
Turn to Turner Security.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions.
How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, it's starting to feel like it, too. It's the Wake Up Crew at 7:35, coming up on 7:36 here on a Taco Tuesday. We did not have ample time to talk about this last week, and we just kind of had the three of us together to do a little taste test and whatnot of the sweet potato dumplings, a recipe that I found online. I'm going to tell you about another one.
So it's not an original. You did not invent this recipe.
No.
Okay. For whatever reason, I thought you did.
And once I searched it up, I found others. I did have a problem finding the circled yams in the frozen section. So I got a can of yams. And they were already kind of seasoned and whatnot. So I think it's maybe a little sweeter than it would have normally been. But regardless, pretty good. Wrap them in crescent rolls. I enjoyed them.
I thought they were great. They almost taste like, to me, cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to put a negative on it. I thought they were great. I would have loved them just as much without the sweet potatoes in them. It was that good.
Yeah. You know what it is? They remind me of the resurrection rolls that we used to make at church at Easter.
They taste
just like them.
Yes.
Except for instead of a marshmallow in the middle, it's a sweet potato.
Yeah. Amen.
Interesting.
I wonder how similar they are.
Well, the...
Walk me through the recipe.
The base, you take the sweet potatoes or the yams and you wrap them, but you bring to a boil, and I just kind of made this on my own with sweetened condensed milk, a stick of butter, and some powdered sugar.
Okay.
And just made the sweet glaze or whatever you call it. And that's how it was put together.
Not for people trying to lose weight.
No, definitely not. But it's Christmas time. You shouldn't be trying to lose weight right now anyway.
No.
True.
Save that for January.
Do the best you can. But,
but don't stress over it. Enjoy yourself.
Next
Christmas.
Next up, it's cheesecake bites.
I bet that's going to be good.
You take the little sugar cookies and you press them into those, the mini muffin tins, bake them. And then when they come out hot, you press them down so they've got like a little hole, and you fill it with the cream cheese filling, and you can put any topping, cherry, chocolate, caramel.
You're really into cooking bite-sized food.
Yeah, and it's one bite. You just pop it in your mouth.
And fattening.
And eat it.
That's true. You like desserts, and you like bite-sized food.
He's good with desserts.
Yeah, he is good. I mean, for somebody who hates cooking as much as he does... Desserts are the hardest food to cook.
Well, that's the next one. That's the next challenge. But right now...
I like that you've gotten into cooking.
Ish.
Baking, but...
Yeah.
Now, he can't bake naturally like you can.
I'm not a big baker.
You make food and you cook without recipes. I mean, you just
Correct.
Go, I think I like this, and I'm going to put this in here and see what it goes. He's not like that.
I mean,
he steals all his recipes.
If that's how you want to cook, which it's not for everybody, but you just taste the food as you go. I keep a little spoon, and whatever I'm cooking, I try a little bit of the sauce or cut a little piece of the chicken off, and if you taste it as you go, you can figure out what you want it to
taste. The only negative to that would be, I guess, if you like it, doesn't necessarily mean everybody in the world likes it.
Right. I cook for me.
Yeah.
And that's... You know,
and Megan has to eat it.
Megan eats it. And now she likes the food I cook, so, but.
Well, then you've got a happy marriage.
That is true. I do have a very happy marriage.
What's Lena? What did Lena eat for Thanksgiving?
For Thanksgiving, we made her a turkey puree. Unseasoned, of course, but you blend it up and put a little whatever. And then also
she like it?
Made her some sweet potatoes, and she had pears as dessert.
She liked it all.
She did. Yeah. She loves food.
Mm-hmm.
She's It's funny when you like when we're eating, she's reaching for our food and grabbing at plates
already.
Already, yep.
She's gonna fit right in.
Oh yeah, she's got some of that Barrett eating in her.
Hey,
I'm talking about the grabbing at plates because that's what happens when we get together. Oh, that looks good. Let me try.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So yeah. All right, 7:40. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread, jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks, flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Every Friday, feel the spark. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boundless seas and sing the winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Agri-Park in Murfreesboro.
The Good Neighbor Network salutes educators making a difference. The Doug Young Educator of the Month from City Tile and Floor Covering is Cameron Hamilton at the Learning Zone.
My decision to become an educator stems from my background in the Boys and Girls Club. I grew up going to the Boys and Girls Club, and then when I was of age, I started volunteering, and then I started working there when I became of age from that point. But I've just always been involved with youth development.
Cameron, tell us what you like most about working with the kids.
Every day is something new. There's always a new thing to learn from them, as there's something new for them to learn from me. Having that experience with them is just a reward in itself.
And what would you like to do in the future?
I'd like to possibly step into a director role, be in charge of the different things that go on, and ensure that at least I know that my building is doing the best that they can for the children.
Cameron Hamilton at the Learning Zone is the Doug Young Educator of the Month, sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering on Spring Street. Know an outstanding teacher? Nominate them at our website.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next.
Welcome in to our close. So if you're just now joining us, sorry, you'll want to go back and listen to the podcast, maybe.
And don't listen to whatever's next. It's Swap and Shop.
Well, they can listen to that and listen to this later down the line, whatever. But the podcast will be up shortly here at WGNSradio.com under podcasts. It's where you can find all of our local shows, or you can watch back many of them on Big G TV, YouTube especially. Want to say good morning to Justin Evans, today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, for going above and beyond helping a disabled elderly customer, keeping her from being scammed. So, Justin, thanks for what you did. You're being recognized as the good neighbor from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. Thanks to Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers for their help. And today's Good Neighbor Moment is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and committed to the people who make Rutherford County a better place to live. Text in your good neighbors. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor gets them here to us as well. And a reminder that we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Get into the holiday spirit downtown Murfreesboro at the annual tree lighting powered by MTE. It's coming up this Friday night. That's right, this Friday, 6 o'clock. Caroling, a visit with Santa, the magic of the tree lighting, all as we celebrate Christmas in downtown this Friday, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
I accidentally swallowed a bunch of Scrabble tiles.
Really?
Yeah. Next trip to the bathroom could spell disaster.
Replay.
We decided that was thumbs up.
Yes.
It wasn't spectacular, but efficient.
Correct. And that's what he needs.
That's all you want. That's all you need. I wanted to mention something since it's Taco Tuesday that I failed to mention earlier. Could I do that? without.
Oh, absolutely.
If we may run out of time to what we have learned.
That's fine.
Okay. Top five onion rings. Top five.
We'll see if I agree.
Fast food restaurants. Okay. What would you think would be number one?
Sonic.
Sonic.
They're not in there.
Really? Not even on the list? Not in the top five?
Not in the top five.
Interesting.
I boycott the list.
I don't like Sonic's onion rings, but that's just what I always hear about.
I like them.
I'm not a big fan of them. They're okay.
I don't like the real crunchy onion rings. Mm. I like a softer breading, personally.
Culver's is number one.
I've not had Culver's
onion
rings.
They are pretty good. A&W. I've never had theirs. Jack in the Box. They were good. We don't have a Jack in the Box around here, but Whataburger.
I've also not had them.
And Dairy Queen.
I have had Dairy Queens. Dairy Queens are pretty good. They taste a lot like Sonic's.
Yeah.
The ones that
Culver's is a lot like Sonic's to me, too.
Are they?
The ones you get at Bona, I think, are Sonic onion rings. I mean, they taste the same, look the same.
The
Can't beat a Toots onion ring, though, if you want. Boy.
Toots has the best onion rings ever, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I also had, not onion rings, but Culver's related, I had the new jalapeno cheese curds from Culver's. And oh my goodness, they are incredible.
My granddaughters love their cheese curds. I don't know if they'd love jalapeno, but I would.
And they've got a little bite to them. They're fresh jalapenos, you can tell. So they're still a little spicy, but man, are they incredible.
Sorry, that's all the time we have today.
It's incredible, just like this Christmas hit on our song of the day. A little
silver bells.
Silver bells.
Silver bells.
Silver
bells.
Silver bells.
It's Christmas time.
Why am I on this show? Why?
Yeah, boy. Well, that's it.
Ring-a-ling.
We're going to say goodbye. But we'll see you tomorrow. Right here on the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. Hope you enjoyed the show today. We'll see you soon.
Christmas Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudy for today. Highs top out near 38 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, gradual clearing, light winds, patchy fogs possible in spots after midnight. Lows drop to 21. And then Wednesday, fogs still possible in the area early, sunny for the afternoon. And highs warm into the upper 40s to near 50. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 36.
Local farmers, local